Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. All of the regular Friday features will be happening. Our phone number is 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, if you would like to join us. Apparently, we're having some difficulty getting a hold of Herb. We're trying, and we're getting no response. So Tom is trying to get a hold of Herb. We can't seem to be in contact with him. So we're waiting to get a hold of Herb and get him on the air. Herb Weisbaum, who is the consumer man, he's our consumer man. And you can check out consumerman.com. And we're hoping to get a hold of him and get him on the air. We're having some difficulty getting a hold of him. So we'll keep trying. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text if you want to get in here. And we're contacting Herb right now, and hopefully we'll get him in here very soon. A little bit later on, we are going to be talking about ridiculous conspiracy theories, and then we've got some ridiculous and some awesome conspiracy movies that we're going to be talking about as well. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on as we wait to get a hold of Herb. Yesterday's show, we were talking about inventions. And we have a few more of those that we can talk about until we get a hold of Herb, until we make contact with Herb. So I've got some of these here that we can talk about, some of the best inventions of the past years. Now, here's one that is difficult for me to believe that was invented. Oh, we got Herb. Okay, I was going to jump into some invention stories, but we got Herb. So Herb is coming up right now. Do we got him? All right. Let's welcome Herb to the show. Herb, how's it going?
I lost my mind. I'm so sorry.
What happened? You okay?
Oh, no, it just blew my mind. I forgot, completely forgotten, and then I heard the phone ring and said, oh, my God, I got to talk to Nick tonight.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad everything is okay.
I'll just talk a lot faster and we'll get everything in.
we've gotten a little concerned. I'm glad everything is okay, because normally,
thank you.
You're right on.
If we have to tell the entire Chicagoland audience, I went out and took the dog for a walk. I apologize.
Okay. All right. Well, welcome back, Herb. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
Give everybody the background on Herb again, as we do every month.
Sure. When I'm not walking the dog, I am a consumer reporter who's been covering the consumer beat for about 35 years now. I write stories weekly for NBCNews.com and try to steer you to the good buys, the good deals, get you away from the ripoffs and scams and all the con artists out there that are trying to trick you and fool you. I have a website, consumerman.com, where I post all my stories, and a good friend of the Nick Show, and glad to be with you again.
All right. Always fun to have you on. And again, if you have any concerns or questions, Herb is here to help you out in the consumer-related or scam-related or any of that kind of stuff that affects you. 312-981-7200 for talk and text. 312-981-7200. Let's start off with this really surprising piece that you wrote about how people can save money on prescription drugs. And like the first couple of paragraphs, I was like, what? Tell everybody about this and how they can save money on prescription drugs.
Well, this came about based on a personal experience. We were going to go pick up my generic drug that I take, and I've been taking for years, and it's usually like $30 or something like that. My wife called me from the drugstore, and she said, it's $120. It's like, what? It's like, yeah, with insurance, it's now $120. So what happened was it changed on the formulary. It dropped from one tier to the other tier. They weren't covering it as much as they used to, so it shot up in price. So I said, come on home. This is ridiculous. We're not going to pay $125 for this. And I'd always heard to search online for coupons, so I did. And I knew about this site called GoodRx.com, and I went on GoodRx.com, and I found out that I could get the exact same drug for $12 instead of $120.
Wow.
$12 instead of
$120. Wow.
And there's no signing up. There's no giving personal information. You go on the website and you put in what drug you're looking for, and they'll give you a whole list of pharmacies in the area that if you don't use insurance and want to pay for it yourself and use the coupon, here's what you can get the price of the drugs for. So in my case, I literally just told the pharmacy, because they decided they did not want to match the price, that the pharmacy would transfer electronically the prescription to another pharmacy in my same neighborhood, and got the exact same prescription, same dosage, same drug, same quantity for $12 instead of $120.
That's
blew
amazing.
My mind, so I started looking around. and realize that this is something that almost anybody can do. Sometimes, believe it or not, with the crazy insurance system we have in this country today, it's actually cheaper to pay for your drugs by yourself than use insurance with the co-pays and the deductibles and whatever price the insurance is going to charge you. It is absolutely crazy, but it happens all the time. I've talked to people who've done this. I've talked to people who run these websites, Consumer Reports, who price shopped and did this, and it just blew my mind like it did yours, but it's a reality that's taking place.
Well, I'll tell you what, the other thing that was kind of amazing to me was, you know, a lot of people have to deal with an amazing increase in their prescription drugs, and a lot of people are actually doing things that they shouldn't do. They're not filling their prescription, they're taking expired medication and other things like that, and that's dangerous and also scary.
Yeah, Consumer Reports did a survey last year about 1,200 people, adults taking prescription drugs, and they found out they do a number of things to make the ends meet. Sometimes they cut back on groceries. Sometimes they don't pay their bills. Sometimes they delay retirement. And sometimes they do things that could be really harmful to them. 30% didn't fill a prescription. I mean, you can't get better if you don't take your drugs. But 18% took an expired medication. Some medications, when they expire, can actually be harmful. They can actually hurt you.
Yeah.
You can't take a medicine past its expiration date. 16% didn't take the drug as scheduled, and 15% cut the pills in half without a doctor's approval. Again, if you're not getting a therapeutic dose, taking your drug every other day or cutting the pills in half, basically it's like not taking the drug at all. You're really not doing your body any good. So that's really, really scary result, what you see, how people are dealing with the prices. And the other interesting thing in the story was that a group called U.S. Public Interest Research Group, U.S. PIRG, actually did a price survey. 250 pharmacies in 12 states, and they found that the prices of medications on average varied by 9 times, 900%, the cheapest to the highest price available.
Wow.
And you can't price shop because they don't show it to you. It's not like you go into a supermarket, tells you what the price of apples are. You don't know what the price is because the price is also going to vary based on what insurance coverage you have. But just one example, avostatin, that's a generic drug that a lot of people take for high cholesterol and lowering the risk of heart disease. 40 milligrams of atorvastatin, that's the drug, that's a generic of low Lovastatin. The price for 30 pills range from $6.99, $7 to $393, a 1,500% difference.
Wow.
So possible savings over the course of a year would be over $1,200. That is just staggering when you realize how, and these were all in the same neighborhood when they were pricing these drugs, the comparison they were making. It wasn't like they're comparing Chicago to Cleveland or whatever. It was like in the same neighborhoods, this is how much the difference can range for these drugs. It's just mind-blowing.
It is. Well, there are links on the story as well, and besides GoodRx, are there other websites that offer these kind of deals and coupons and stuff like that?
Yes, there's one other site called WERX.org, and there's also a website called NeedyMeds.org, and that is set up to help you get all kinds of programs to reduce your health care costs for people who are having a hard time, including those patient assistance programs where the drug companies help pay for it and co-pay programs and that sort of thing. So there are links to a lot of resources here. And the other thing is, clearly every situation is different. You know, if you're near your deductible on your insurance, it probably would not make sense to do like I did. You probably want to eat away your deductible so you pay less for all the future drugs that you buy the rest of the year.
Right.
But, you know, and I talk about the caveats that you have to take into effect, but clearly for somebody who's struggling and can't pay for the drugs, these are some very, very powerful options that can help you get through
the
crisis here.
That's great. And by the way, the whole article, you can read details, links to other places. You can check out consumerman.com if you're concerned and you want to save money on your prescription drugs. All right, Herb, hang on, okay?
I'll stay here, I promise.
Okay, all right. Don't go walking the dog.
Just, okay, no.
All right. Herb Weissbaum is with us. He's our consumer man, and he helps us out in just that way of writing about how you can save money on prescription drugs. And he can give you advice if you have specific questions or concerns. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. More with Herb after the news, which is up next. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, and we are here until 5 a.m. It's Friday morning. That means all the Friday regular features are coming up. Fly Jams Friday, Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, and, of course, it all starts with you, Big Dummy. Our phone number and text number, anytime you want to jump in, is 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about some unbelievably ridiculous conspiracy theories, and then we're going to jump into the vast land that is the best and weirdest and craziest conspiracy movies of all time. If you want to jump in, we'll do that later at 312-981-7200. Right now, we're talking with Herb Weisbaum. He is our consumer man. He is a contributor to NBC News. He joins us once a month to talk about how you can save money and not get scammed, and helps you out in any consumer-related questions at 312-981-7200. Herb, welcome back.
Thank you, Nick. Oh. Hey, before we move on to the next topic, can I share one more drug-related story with you?
Please.
Because it has a Chicago connection. So family members flew out here last week to see us from Chicago, and they were nice enough to bring the flu with them.
Oh.
And so everybody, we were basically, one of the people was actually diagnosed with the flu. And so we all started, now sitting across from me, coughing for a whole lunch. And if you're listening, I'm sorry, Rebecca. We all start taking Tamiflu. The doctors are advised to take Tamiflu. Mm. And my sister-in-law, who is much more advanced in years than we are, so a little bit more frail, was advised to take it as well. And we went to the pharmacy to pick it up for her, and it was not covered under her formulary and whatever insurance she had. And so it was going to be $100. And this is for the generic Tamiflu, for the lowest dose possible, $100 for 10 capsules. So I just said, you know, I just tried this GoodRx thing. Let me try it again and see what's going on. And I just put it in, and lo and behold, at the exact same pharmacy where she was going to get her drugs, it was $50 if you paid for it by yourself.
Look at that.
So I saved her $50. And again, you know, people have actually, because I heard from some people writing the story, they've actually just like looked at GoodRx on their mobile device in the pharmacy and decided, hey, look, here, take the coupon. It was like, yep, fine, no problem. Be happy to do it.
And
in certain situations, it makes a lot of sense to do that. So it's a really amazing service that these companies are offering. You don't pay anything. You don't have to give them any personal information. They have advertising on the site, and they have some deals that they work out with some of the drugstores and pharmacies. If you use their situation, they get a little bit of the money back. But as far as giving out all your personal stuff, whatever, not necessary. It's just great.
That's really amazing. I love the fact that you found this out because of a personal thing. You weren't, you know, and I mean, you discovered this on your own. You know?
Yeah. I find out a lot of my best stories either because I stumble on something seriously, or because people, your listeners, call me, you know, write me at on the website, website every time after I'm off the air, and it's like, hey Herb, what about this? Hey Herb, what about that? And every once in a while, I try to answer every one of them, of course, but sometimes it's like, I didn't know that. Thank you for letting me know. Or they've got the example of a scam that I've heard that's going around, and they'll say, yep, I just got the call, and here's what they told me. It's people every once in a while will send me the voicemail of here's the scam that's going around right now. Oh. I mean, that's the people, the public are the eyes and ears for reporters. It's just great when you can do that kind of thing.
That's really great. And I love my listeners. Yeah.
You got great listeners. You really do. I write them as quickly as I can. I always write them back. I love Nick D. I heard them on you on a show today. They're great.
They're great. I have the best listeners ever. At consumerman.com. Tell everybody about the newsletter too before we move on.
Sure, just to make it easy, because we're all living busy lives. Once a week, I just send out a very short newsletter that just lists the story I do that I did that week for NBCNews.com, and usually three or four stories that I did for KOMO Radio, my radio station that I work here in Seattle. So you get like four or five consumer stories, and it's just a great way to keep up to date, and you don't have to think, I got to go to the website. This automatically comes in your mailbox. It's free. I don't sell, share, rent, or let anybody borrow the mailing list. It's me and my dog, Sam. When he's not taking a walk, he's the only other person that can see the mailing list, and it's just between you and me, but it's just my way of doing a free service for you to let you know what's going on.
All right. If you don't get through tonight on the phones or through the texts at 312-981-7200, you have a question or a concern for Herb, you can just go to consumerman.com, contact him there, and then sign up for the newsletter.
The mail thing is right there on the website. You can drop me a line if you need it.
Got it. We have a link, by the way, directly to Consumer Man on our Facebook page. It's been posted. So if you want to just go to facebook.com/NickDShow,
it's there.
All right. We got a couple of texts that came in.
Herb. Sure.
Tim in Batavia says, any thoughts or recommendations or concerns about investment apps such as Robinhood, Betterment, and Acorns?
I'm really not. That's not, personal finance is not really my thing, and I'm not familiar with those, unfortunately. So I cannot comment. That's one area I just don't want to get into. Unfortunately,
okay.
I'm sorry.
All right, that's cool. Yep. All right, Cleveland Tom says, I was wondering if Herb had any thoughts on the upcoming Apple credit card.
As a matter of fact, it's surprising because many of the reviews were not all that good. It's not like Apple invented something here that hasn't been invented before. And if your listener goes online and reads a couple of the reviews, basically what many people said is all of these various things in one way, shape, or form can probably be found on another card. They've combined a couple of things. Some things aren't as good as some other cards. It's just clearly, it's not like Apple developed something brand new like when they came out with the phone. It's basically that they just want to cover their bases and make more money in different ways because smartphone sales are going down. So they're going to get you in this Apple environment for doing all of your stuff. Not that it's a bad card, and everybody isn't familiar with every bit of the details yet because we won't know that until the card is released. But I was surprised because I thought there'd be glowing reviews, and most of the reviews I saw was, yeah, it's nice, but you know, it's not like they knocked the out of the ballpark or whatever.
Yeah. Okay. So, but there's a lot of reviews that have been posting up online.
Yeah, and there'll be more details when it, you know, right before it goes live, because I think people will be able to read a lot more of the fine print kind of stuff that, that all of us want to do before we say yay or nay.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's move on. You know, we're 10 days away from the fantastic, dreaded tax day.
Oh, I know.
And we got a couple of tax related stories here. First, let's talk about the reviewing popular tax prep systems. Talk a little bit about the piece you wrote there.
Sure, and I'll do that very quickly. Consumer Reports looked at the big four online tax preparation services that they guarantee that they're going to help you maximize your refund and get all the math right and that kind of thing. And those, of course, are H&R Block, and they did the deluxe version, Tax Act Online, and they did Deluxe Plus, Tax Slayer, and they did the premium version, and TurboTax Deluxe. And the reviewer, and I know her, this senior editor of Consumer Reports, told me that she found at least one glitch in each of the services, including two that could lead to a missed tax break, reducing the allowable refund you get from the IRS. So what she basically found, here's her quote, these problems included outdated information, incomplete advice, and program designs, and in a couple of instances, could affect a taxpayer's bottom line. And because after test driving these services, they found some of these problems, this year Consumer Reports did not recommend any one of the services,
wow,
as they usually recommend one in the past. Now, they're not saying don't use it, they're just saying we didn't find one that we felt like recommending. And when I called the tax services, they basically all said, we do the best job we can. Some of the material, if it was outdated because of the tax law change, was fixed as soon as Consumer Reports contacted us. Several of the companies disputed the allegation that only simple taxes could be done with these services. Consumer Reports basically said these services are okay if you have a simple return. If you have a more complicated return, you might want to go to a tax professional. These tax services all said we have professional advice available and you don't need to do that, which is interesting because as I was getting ready to go on your show tonight and completely forgetting about it, I was reading an article in USA Today which was talking about how many people are getting confused and have been surprised by what's happening with the returns because of the new tax law. And many of them are saying, I need to get some professional help this year because things are just not what I'm used to. So that's kind of interesting. And my tax person, I just happened to drop by today, my CPA, and she said, we're going to file an extension for you. And I said, don't you have everything you need? And she says, well, I think we do, and there's no consequences. I'm getting a very small refund, so you just have to file an extension. She said, so much stuff is coming in late from all of the mutual funds and all the places this year because they all got screwed up with the new tax law that I'm still now, April the 4th, getting amended stuff from these guys to change the tax return. And rather than have to file an amended return, let's just file an extension. We're going to wait a little bit. Is the IRS, they're swamped now and confused with all the stuff that's coming in. Let's just let things settle down because we can file the extension and then we'll do it in a few weeks when everything sort of calms down a little bit. I've never heard her say something like that before.
Yeah.
It's always like, let's get it done. And now it's like, let's file the extension to give everybody time to catch up with the tax law changes.
Yeah.
If you read the article, you'll basically see a review, Consumer Reports, if you haven't used one of these services yet. A lot of people wait till the last minute, and they gave a breakdown for the four big services. The headline is H&R Block's Deluxe, good for simple returns, they say. Tax Act Online Deluxe, relatively inexpensive. Tax Slayer Premium, fast answers from humans, and TurboTax user-friendly. And there's a lot more details on there where you can, if you haven't bought yet and you're thinking about choosing one of these, it'll help you pick out which one you might want to use.
Okay. And, boy, I'll tell you, one of the things that I'll be happy about after April 15th is not to have every other commercial be tax-related, tax service-related. Because here's how it goes. We go right from, nothing but Halloween commercials to nothing but Christmas commercials. And then nothing but tax commercials.
It's like, yep, and then Easter will start. We'll get all the candy ones and everything, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, anyway, I'm lucky in this regard. I've had a guy for 20 years. I've had a CPA guy that I've gone to for 20 years, and he's terrific. And so he's always been really good for me and does a great job. So I never have to use those services. So,
as I tell everybody, the reason why I became a broadcaster or a journalist was because I said, what course can I take that does not require math? And they said, be a reporter.
There you go. There it is. Okay, another tax-related story we're going to get to after the break. Because of what you were talking about, the tax change, a lot of people are going to get less refund than they thought they were, and some people are going to owe when they...
Big bills. Big time, yep.
Yeah, so we're going to get into that. Hang on a second, okay, Herb?
Okay, Nick, you got it.
Herb Weisbaum is with us. He is our consumer man. Check out consumerman.com. He joins us once a month. You can follow him on Twitter at consumerman and the consumer man on Facebook. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. If you have a question or concern, consumer-related, Herb is here to help you out. He's here until 2, so get your question in, text, or call at 312-981-7200. More with Herb after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio, 18 stories above beautiful downtown Chicago, and we are here until 5 a.m. And coming up, we've got Steve Cochran for your Friday morning drive, but they're going to be over at Guaranteed Rate Field for the Sox home opener. In fact, everybody's going to be over there for the home opener before the game starts this afternoon. So stay tuned for that. It's going to be a lot of fun today. So also coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn in the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Right now, we are talking with our good friend Herb Weisbaum. He is our consumer man. You can check out consumerman.com. And any and all consumer-related questions and concerns, if you want to jump in here while he's here, he'll help you out. He's here to help. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Welcome back, Herb.
Hey, Nick, little James Gang for the comeback music, huh?
There you go. Yeah, that's it's Tom, my new producer, Tom.
I know. I used to play that when I was a disc jockey at WAER at Syracuse University. So.
Wow, there you go. Yeah.
I played Neil Diamond, Sweet Caroline, and there was a tap on the shoulder. You're on an FM station, pal. We don't play Neil Diamond. Go become a newsman. That's how my career started. I owe it all to Brother Neil. True story, by the way.
That's funny. All right. Well, listen, we were talking about the tax changes, and
yes.
some people are not going to get the refund they thought they were going to get, and some people are going to get nailed with a bill. You've written about this, and it's kind of an important thing.
Yeah, basically what happened is the tax law, a lot of people did not change their withholding, or the employers didn't talk to them about doing this based on the tax law change. So it's not like you owe any more taxes. You didn't pay as much taxes, most likely, but you got that money a little bit in every paycheck as opposed to the people who were expecting to get the refund at the end of the year. Some would think that's bad. Those of us in the financial world think that's good. You're not supposed to give Uncle Sam a free loan for a whole year. You're supposed to use that throughout the course of the year and save it or invest it or use it to pay bills or whatever,
yeah.
But that's a forced savings for some people, and it's coming as a shock from them. And then some people actually wind up owing a lot of money that they had no idea they were going to owe. I mean, significant amounts of money, which has come as a real shock. So I ran down in this article some of the ways that you can deal with this and the pros and the cons, and there are a few alternatives. First of all, you can pay with a credit card. I'm not sure a lot of people know that, and there are three companies that are authorized to do this by the Internal Revenue Service. So you have to go on their website, irs.gov, and you can pay by Visa, MasterCard, Discover, American Express. You're going to pay a 2% fee for the amount you're charging there, so it is going to cost you something, and in many cases you might be able to write that off next year's taxes, but that's one way to do something like that. Another way is, if you felt like it, you could apply for a credit card with a 0% introductory interest rate. Most of these things now give you 18 months to pay it off, so you could pay your tax bill with that card. Yes, you are going to pay the 2% fee, but you won't pay any interest as long as you pay it off within the time period and don't charge anything else on the card. So that may be a way to go. Some people, depending on the situation, may want to take out a personal loan. It may be cheaper if you go to a credit union or maybe even your bank and get a very short-term loan. You might be able to get that, and that may help you. And then the final way to do it is a lot of people don't realize, but the IRS actually has installment plans. So you can go on the IRS website, and I have the links with my story on consumerman.com, and there are various options that the IRS lists to allow you to pay this thing over time. You can, if it's a short-term plan, 120 days or less. If it's a long-term plan, more than 120 days. There is no setup fee with the short-term plan. There is a setup fee for the long-term plan. You're going to pay interest on any unpaid balance. But there are various options here that, you know, the worst thing you can do is say, I'm not going to file my return because I owe money and then, you know, probably not pay anything. That's absolutely the worst thing you can do when it comes to the IRS. So you want to file your return no matter what. Pay what you can, because then there won't be any penalties or interest based on that. And then figure out one of the systems that will work for you to be able to pay your tax bill.
You know, I am as kind of surprised as a lot of people are about the fact that you can actually make installment payments to the IRS. I wasn't really even aware of that.
Yeah, they would like to get their money, and they realize it's probably better to set up a system where you pay a little bit over time than having you become a scofflaw and not paying it at all. So, you know, that's a real good system that can work for you. But again, you know, it's just one of those things where a lot of people, when they freak, they don't do something like file the return, and that's like the worst thing you can do. So make sure you do that, and then you can work out everything else. The other thing that I want to point out is if you find yourself in this situation, then you need to go to your employer and you need to change your W-4 form and have us, you know, if it's a huge refund that you weren't expecting, you maybe want to throttle it back. But if you're in the other case, the bad scenario where you owed a lot of money, then you want to change your withholding so you give the government maybe a little bit more during the course of a year and don't get clobbered with a big surprise tax bill at the end of the year. And the IRS does have a withholding calculator on its website, again, linked in my story, where you can go there and figure out what your withholding should really be so you can maybe dial it in just a little bit more next year so you don't have any, you know, big consequences like
yeah.
that.
And it's easy to do. I mean, you can just go to your go to your boss and or whoever handles the finances at your company and say, I'd like to change my W-4, and you can figure it out from there.
Yeah, and if you're an independent contractor, as a lot of people listening may be, then you just have to, you know, change what you pay in your estimated taxes every quarter and just make sure you've taken care of everything to make sure you're not in a situation bad one way or the other. And I know we only have a few minutes left, but I just want to share with you before I forget, this is prime time for tax scammers, because taxes are on everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Because we're all watching those ads, as you said, on TV and on the radio. So they're going to try, and they've already started. These have been reported for a couple of weeks now, and they never go away. But this is, you know, we just got your tax return to the IRS, and there's a problem, and we need you to do this and send this money in. And, you know, whatever scenario you can think of to trick you into giving out your personal information or giving out, your PIN that some people have if they're a victim of tax fraud. You got a PIN from the IRS, or trying to pay money by wiring money or get a gift card or anything like that. The IRS does not call you. The IRS makes first contact by sending you a letter, good old U.S. snail mail.
Right.
That's how the IRS contacts you. So someone out of the blue says they're calling from the IRS. It is a scam. Hang up. You don't want anything to do with them. The IRS never threatens you with immediate arrest if you don't do anything. The IRS never asks for payment by wire. And I hate to break this to you, but the IRS does not take payments with iTunes gift cards. I know that may surprise your listeners, but they do not take iTunes gift cards for payments. So just be aware that they're going to pull every string in the book, and they come on really strong, and they say, you know, they can change caller ID. They can spoof caller ID. It can say on your phone, IRS, or it can say 1-800-1040-IRS, or it can say anything like, you know, could give the local Chicago IRS office. They can do anything they want to spoof the caller ID, which is one of the tricks that's in their bag. So the IRS does not make robocalls. Hello, this is the IRS, and we found a fraudulent return, and you call this number right away, or we're going to have you arrested. The IRS does not do that kind of thing. They contact you first contact by good old U.S. snail mail.
And, you know, and it's good to point that out, because, you know, people get really intimidated, you know, because at the IRS, a lot of people, the first thing that pops into your head, the IRS, you just get either mad or scared.
Yep.
Those are the first two things that you feel when I hear IRS, I either get mad or scared.
Yep.
So someone calling up, a scammer calling up, someone who's not really aware that the IRS does not ever make phone calls like that. It's like the first thing you think is, oh no, I'm in trouble. I better do whatever this person on the other end of the line says to do. So I don't want to mess with the IRS, because you don't. Nobody does.
Exactly. And every victim I've always talked to says to me, and it breaks my heart when I hear this, I knew I shouldn't do it. I knew there was something that sounded fishy with it, but they scared me. You know, you've got to have that planted in your head now when they don't call you when you're watching TV and distracted or making dinner. They don't call you. It's a scam. Hang up. And if you really have to find out and you really, it's driving you crazy, call the IRS at the number you know, it's the IRS number. Say, were you trying to reach me? And they'll say, no, it was a scammer. So that just breaks my heart when I hear people say, I shouldn't have, and they like, I just gave him $10,000, one of the victims I talked to. I mean, these guys get a lot of money out of people.
Crazy.
And it's non-reversible. I mean, if you give them a gift card and they get the numbers or you wire money, it's gone. You're never going to see it back again. You've got to stop it before you let these guys, they're scoundrels until they fool you.
Yeah. What are you working on now, Herb?
A birthday party on Saturday.
Whose birthday?
Yours truly.
Oh, happy birthday, Herb.
Thank you. Thank you very
All right,
much.
Good for you.
So. I'm doing that, and then the next one's a really good one. It's, you know, these credit monitoring services, they all say they're going to scrape the dark web and search for the dark web and
right.
do all kinds of stuff.
Right.
Next month when we talk, we'll find out what they really can and cannot do for you, or it'll be up on my website probably sometime next week. But
right.
Very interesting little probe we're doing.
Okay. Herb, always a pleasure. You always help everybody out. Everybody check out consumerman.com, get the newsletter, and Herb will be with us again next month. Thanks a lot, Herb.
And he won't walk the dog. He'll be on time.
You'll be ready to go. You know, as I was just telling, as you know, Herb, I was just telling Tom that, you know, like, you were unbelievably reliable. You're always ready to go. You're always prepared. And then the first time Tom does this segment, this happens.
Tom, it'll never happen again, I promise.
All right. I thought you didn't like me.
No, I love you. It's great. I love you guys. You're the highlight of my month.
All right, Herb. Thanks, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. I love him. Herb Weisbaum helps people out too, man. The guy is great at his job, and he really, really, really cares about helping people out so they don't get scammed, so they can do stuff with their money. He's a great guy.
And I highly suggest following him or subscribing to that newsletter. It's helpful, and I just started doing it about a month ago, and I love it.
It's great. Yeah, I agree. He's the best. Okay, the news is coming up almost immediately.